I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A winter storm caused more than 500 flights headed to or from the U.S. to be canceled. The Chicago Department of Aviation says average departure delays at O'Hare International Airport are 77 minutes. FlightAware reports more than 200 flights from O'Hare and Midway airports were canceled. The National Weather Service says up to a foot of snow fell in some areas with wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. NWS also warned downed tree limbs and power lines will continue to cause power outages. In other news, members of the General Assembly return to Springfield tomorrow for the final week of veto session. Issues still up for discussion include more scrutiny for the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. The private nonprofit is asking for state aid to help cover a loan used to purchase a large amount of mostly Lincoln artifacts known as the Taper Collection. Republican State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield and other lawmakers are calling for an audit first.
This is a way really to try to get to some transparency, get some questions answered about the finances of the foundation, and see how we can create a path forward for making sure that we ensure that the Taper Collection stays with the museum.
Lawmakers also are expected to consider raising the legal smoking age to 21, as well as a measure that would ensure immigrant victims of human trafficking and other crimes are able to get their special immigration visas on a specific deadline. A would-be terrorist bomber is set to plead guilty today in Chicago while still maintaining his innocence. It's a rare legal action called an Alford plea. Patrick Smith explains.
In 2012, undercover FBI agents gave teenager Adele Dawood a fake bomb. Dawood took it to the financial district in Chicago, said a prayer, and pushed the dummy detonator. In a court filing, Dawood acknowledges the evidence against him is overwhelming, but argues he still has a credible defense that he was entrapped by federal agents. Beyond that, Dawood has serious mental health issues, and his attorneys worry he couldn't handle the stress of a trial. They say that's why it makes sense for Dawood to plead guilty while maintaining his innocence. Those mental health concerns are why the judge is allowing the unusual guilty plea over the objections of federal prosecutors. I'm Patrick Smith.
Northern Illinois University will delay opening until 10 o'clock this morning due to the blizzard conditions. This is for classes and business offices. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The national parks face a maintenance backlog. It's almost $12 billion, and conservation and tourism groups are now calling for action from Congress before the year ends. Marcia Argist with Restore America's Parks says the proposal has strong bipartisan support, but lawmakers will have to act soon. She says the current Congress has a limited number of business days before it adjourns for the year, and that the measure has strong public support as well.
Many park facilities and resources are over 100 years old. And over the past few years, you know, nearly 3,000 organizations across the nation have urged Congress to respond to this problem and fix our parks.
More than 3 in 4 in a recent Pew Charitable Trust survey said they support using fees that oil and gas companies pay to cover maintenance and repair costs. Illinois hunters took nearly 59,000 deer during the first weekend of this fall's firearm deer season. The State Department of Natural Resources says that harvest represents a 14% increase over the first weekend of the season last year. That weekend's harvest totaled 51,450. The state's 7-day firearm deer season concludes this weekend. It starts Thursday and runs through Sunday. The Illinois DNR says there are other deer hunting opportunities coming up. You can check their website for more information. A job training program for those enrolled in food stamps in Missouri's Boot Heel will help parents improve their chances of getting a good-paying job. It's also designed to help reduce food insecurity for many of Missouri's children. I'm Jennifer Fuller.